This Chazor Zeichner Shabachachas V'Shag V'Mishnah Pesach Zavai Dezor Daf Mem. The Mishnah said, V'Torah She'ena Trufa. A bright says, what's considered Torah's fish that's not chopped up? It's when its head and spine are recognizable. What is brine that has fish in it? I mean that as long as there's even one or two kilbas fish swimming in it, that's enough. In fact, if even one kilbas is enough, why does the bright have to say that two is enough? Obviously, it's Pashut. But I said, if the barrels of brine are open, there need to be two. If they're closed, even one's enough. But I said, we learned that Rav Huna says, the fish is only mutter if the head and spine are recognizable. Nachman says, it's either the head or the spine that need to be recognizable. In fact, the Mishnah says that the way to tell a kosher fish is by seeing its fins and scales. If seeing the head and spine is also a way of telling if it's a kosher fish, the Mishnah should have said so. And for the Gemara, Abaye said, there are some kosher fish that have heads that look like that of non-kosher fish, and for that reason, that's not an absolute sign like fins and scales are. Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Ula, said, the machlokes is whether one may dip something into that brine. However, with regard to eating the fish itself, everyone agreed it's also unless the head and the spine are both recognizable. Rabbi Zeira said, initially I would dip into the brine if I recognized the head or the spine. After hearing the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Ula, I don't even dip into the brine unless I recognize the head and the spine. Papa Paskin, that it's not mutter unless the head and the and spine of each and every fish in the mixture is recognizable. In fact, Bryce says that when there are many pieces of fish, as long as there's a sign on one of the pieces that's kosher, that we can they're all kosher. This is a shver on Rav Papa. If Rav Papa would say that the Bryce is discussing where all the pieces in question match up to make one fish, we would think that we need to be concerned that they're not truly all one fish, but the pieces happen to match up. The Brayse therefore teaches that we're not concerned for that. Mer says it was a boatload of tzachanta fish that came to Sichra. Rahuna Bar Chinina inspected and found scales on the boat and therefore said that he was mata the fish. Rav said, how can you permit this based on a place where it actually is common to have scales from elsewhere? Rav therefore had it announced that the boatload of fish was osir. Rahuna Bar Chinina had it announced that it's mutter. Zakhna Mer of Yirmiyam Bidifti said, her papa told me, Rahuna was only mata to dip into the brine of the fish, but not to actually eat the fish themselves. Rav Ashi said, her papa told me that Rahuna was even mata eating the fish themselves. Rav Ashi said he does not prohibit eating the fish because of the statement of Rav Papa, and does not permit the fish because of the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, name of Ula. Zakhti Gemara, Rav Chinan bar Idi said to Rav Ada bar Ahava, if a guy brings a boatload of barrels of brine and there's kilbis fish in one of the barrels, then if all the barrels are open, they're all mutter. If they're all closed, then the one with the kilbis is mutter and the other ones are also. Rav Chinan said that he heard this ruling from Rav, from Shmuel, and from Rabbi Yehuda. Zakhti Gemara, Vaita, Rav Kahana and Rav said the innards of fish and their eggs may only be brought from someone who's an expert in identifying kosher fish. Ula asked Rav Dostoyev Biri, Rav's statement seems to suggest that the non-kosher fish also have eggs, because if not, it should be evident that a fish with eggs is kosher. However, Bryce says that only kosher fish have eggs, and non-kosher fish actually give birth to live fish. They don't lay eggs. And for tomorrow, Rav Dostoyev said to remove their eggs from Rav's statements. Rav Zeira said that even non-kosher fish have eggs. The difference is that eggs of kosher fish hatch outside the mother's body, eggs of non-kosher fish hatch inside the mother's body. Why can't we look at the eggs to determine if they're from a kosher fish? Because the Braisa gives the physical differences between the eggs of kosher fish and the eggs of non-kosher fish. And the Gemara Rava said, the ruling was set in a case where the eggs had dissolved and the physical characteristics therefore are no longer recognizable. Can't see them anymore. Gemara, what does someone do if there's no expert presence? Rabbi Yehuda said, if the seller is a yid and he says that he himself took these innards from a kosher fish, we're allowed to trust him. But Rav Nachman said that the seller would have to show you the actual fish from which the innards were taken. Rabbi Yehuda passed like his own view, Mamash and Lamaisa, for Ada the caterer. Mishnah says the olah shel chiltis for the leaf. Why would we think the leaf is aser? And for tomorrow, the Mishnah is referring to the grains on the leaf. We would think that they were cut by the guy and put on the leaf. The Mishnah therefore teaches that no, they were on the leaf and fell off. Therefore, they're mutter as well. Mishnah says v'zeisei gluskois hamigulgolon. Why would we think this is aser? Mora says the Mishnah is discussing with a very soft. We would think that wine must have been mixed into it. The Mishnah therefore teaches no, that they're soft because of the oil that comes from them. Mishnah said Rabbi Yosi Oimer Shlochin Asurim. Rabbi Yosi Bechanina said this refers to an olive that when it's picked up the pit falls out. Mishnah said Hagavin Haboyin V'chulu. A Bryce explains the grasshoppers, shells from a tzlaf tree fruit, and leeks that are taken from the storage areas are mutter, but the ones taken from the display of the store are also. Why? Because the owner pours wine over it. The same differentiation will be made for apple cider, because the owner mixes wine into the cider that's for display for sale. A Braisa says, one time Rebbe had stomach pains. He asked if anyone knew whether the apple cider of goyim is mutter. Rishmol, the son of Rabbi Yossi, said, my father once had stomach pain, and they brought him apple cider of a goy, and the cider was 70 years old, and he drank it and was healed. They went and found this aged apple cider for Rebbe as well, and he too was cured. The Mishnah then said, v'chein l'truma. What does this mean? Rav Sheshi said, the same differentiation accusation is made for a kohen who is suspect to be selling truma as chulin, that the means say that what's in front of him is aser, but that what he brings from the storage is mutter. The reason it's mutter is because he's afraid to lie about them. He's afraid that if he gets caught lying, the rabbanon will take it all away from him, and therefore he won't bring out truma. Hadnalach perek ein ma'amidin.